Resistance in the Age of Trump, on Sunday, November 12th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater in Portland. Journalist, author, and activist David Barsamian will be speaking about the broad coalition in opposition to the Trump administration, which includes activists from a range of causes, progressive Democrats, and concerned Republicans. He'll be reflecting on the core issues at stake today and why so many people from such a range of identities and perspectives are challenging the administration. Again, that's KVU Presents David Barsamian, Resistance in the Age of Trump, on Sunday, November 12th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning. You are listening to KBOO Portland. And coming up at 10:15 is Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11 on stage and studio, it's a presentation of Crossing East, Relations, a radio documentary by Demay Roberts about the historic and current relationships between Asian Americans and African Americans. And now coming up at 10, Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, October 24th, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, your whistleblower radio, and of course your fake news radio. What else would we possibly be? We're at 90.7 FM on the air, KBOO.FM everywhere. Have you ever wondered why Air Cascadia does not put out topic for the day, what we're going to talk with our guest about? Well, it's often because things happen overnight and break in the morning. That's why we call it news. And it's not always possible to blast out before the fact, whatever it is that we're going to be talking about. So, when I have a blockbuster guest and it's all set up, then we can certainly let everyone know. And I want to do that. But very often, as is the case today, Cascade Forest Defenders, there's been a development that we want to talk about. Hopefully we'll be able to talk to Cedar about what happened. One of the resistance members of the Forest Defenders was attacked. We're going to be talking about that and other environmental issues, and here's why. Because there was a conference and three EP environmental conference and three speakers who have been scheduled to speak at the event were representatives of the Environmental Protection Agency. They were forbidden to, Scott Pruitt prevented them from speaking at this event, and the effort to suppress environmental news, specifically that which can be directly related to the catastrophic climate change that we are experiencing right now. It's not a question of will this happen and when and how should we get ready. It's happening now. If you're not ready, then you might be living in a FEMA trailer pretty soon. So just saying, Scott Pruitt is exactly the kind of disaster that the EPA was designed to prevent. His efforts to suppress the news, what we like to hope and believe and act on, is simply this. We're going to do nothing but environmental news all week. All the stories that we put out here at 10 a.m. in the morning, all of that, we hope that you will talk about, that you will share, that you will pick up key words, and I hate to say it, oh God, what an awful verb, but Google it, I guess. Find out more about some of these topics, because it's all what we call the news, right? And we would rather have it absolutely jam the airwaves right now, right in the face of Scott Pruitt, environmental protection, for environmental destruction, editor-in-chief. That's moving on. Okay, so right here at home in Cascadia, Lane County, logging started on the goose timber sale in the Willamette National Forest, just north of Mackenzie Bridge on Highway 126. And I'd be happy to give you more complete directions if you want to go participate and stand shoulder to shoulder in solidarity. The Cascade Forest Defenders maintained a tree sit protest inside the goose timber sale since May, something many of you perhaps didn't know about, that the CFD first observed evidence of logging starting up again on the 17th, which was last Tuesday, and we reported on that. Researchers, Cascadia Forest Defenders are making a general call to action to all activists and organizers right now in the Pacific Northwest to help stop the goose timber sale. On the 18th, they were searched and extensively photographed by Lane County Sheriff's deputies and Forest Service officers. Get this, Forest Service officers, aren't they supposed to be tossing out people who are in some way behaving in a way that is detrimental to the forest, not people who are trying to preserve it. So the logging was observed a week ago, and it has in fact begun along Forest Road 704 near the entrance to the Frizzell Trail. The Cascade Forest Defenders they had erected a road blockade at the entrance to the W timber sale along those routes I mentioned, along this particular forest road, the timber sale to protect current logging on the national forest land, and clashes between loggers and the protesters, started up. And escalated throughout the week. Yesterday, then one protester sustained injuries, albeit what is described as minor injuries. Nonetheless, aggression on the part of loggers ought to be treated as aggression from anyone else directed at any other citizen. However, the aggression on the part of logging company employees is rarely ever prosecuted, and those who would stand up to such employees are pretty much always responsible for their own injuries. This has been news that has not been reported widely, should be reported widely. The tree itself having gone on since May, that should be an item that news services might want to look at. But instead, we've had radio silence pretty much as far as mainstream media is concerned. Even mainstream media that considers itself to be more equitable, more even-handed in its dealings. We're still waiting, by the way, to speak with Cedar, who might or might not call in. Hopefully will call in and give us a report on what's going on out there at the Gooseneck Timber Sale and the logging which has begun. This has been a story that is repeated across Cascadia. This is not an isolated incident. This is something that we have seen repeatedly. We are now far less than 90% of the original forests that covered this region. Why do you think we call it Cascadia? We call it we refer constantly to the land that the trees once stood on. We forget that when we do destroy forests, we are not just destroying trees, we are destroying an entire habitat. And in nature doesn't care about us, by the way. We are no more important than a pine bark beetle, or for that matter, a mosquito. We are no more important in nature's view. We are not the beloved species community that we think of ourselves as. We think of ourselves as being in a position to protect the rest of nature from ourselves. That's right. We consider ourselves protectors of the natural habitat, and we're protecting it from us, basically. Forgetting that removing any small piece, say you don't like mosquitoes because they cause malaria and malaria kills people. Well, ever thought of this? Maybe mosquitoes are an essential part of the habitat and they keep species in balance, so that if there are too many of one particular species, let's say for example human beings, that mosquitoes help level the playing field. There are in fact arguably too many humans occupying too much habitat, constantly cornering and removing other species. That's what it's come to. And that is exactly the goal of the likes of our EPA administrator, Scott Pruitt, a man who's devoted his whole life to destroying, ridding America of what few weak regulations there are for protecting the environment, the restrictions on what? Further human development. All of it boils down to the entire resistance boils down to protecting the environment from us. That's really what it is. We wouldn't need Scott Pruitt if we were able to see this in perspective, see it from the point of view of nature, see us as just one species amongst many. I want to bring you, before we go out, another story from this time from Duluth. And again, a water protector story all across the country, by the way. Standing Rock launched a movement that is growing in size and power every day. Water protectors are everywhere. And yesterday, water protectors from Camp Makwa, a frontline camp, blockaded a Wells Fargo bank. That's Wells Fargo, don't forget it. Branch, no pun intended, to oppose the bank's massive investments in the Enbridge Line 3 pipeline and what is described as the parasitic relationship to Native American communities. Yes, indeed, that is exactly right. Reyes Ipsa Loquitur, but Wells Fargo currently has about $743 million in corporate lending to Enbridge, and they expect to get their money back with interest. Enbridge proposed to build the so-called Line 3 expansion project. The new route, the new pipeline would cross, of course, in this time of year, this is what we're thinking about, wild rice beds and beautiful lakes in northern Minnesota. The Anishinaabe people's land, essentially. The camps denounced the pipeline as an act of continued genocide, which indeed it is. You take the rice away, the thing that First Nations people, Native American people, understand fully and completely is that we exist at the pleasure of nature. We exist as one part of a habitat. And we understand clearly that removing any part of that habitat destabilizes the rest of that inhabitat, the rest of our environment, for all of us and for all of time. On that note, we'll be doing a lot more of this sort of reporting every day this week, and we dedicate it all to Scott Pruitt. This has been another one for you, Scotty, and we'll be bringing you more tomorrow. This has been Air Cascadia for Tuesday, October 24th, 2017. Judy Fiesel and engineer the show for us today. Thanks, Judy. Derek Crooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. Thanks, Derek. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.